Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf mem. We're holding the Mishnah, Lamed Tes Amud Beis, the final two lines. Lamed Tet Amud Bet, all the way in the bottom of the Amud. Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Gotta go. We're almost at the end. Says the Mishnah, person shechted l'shem avodah zarah, but not a fancy, famous avodah zarah, but he decided to designate his own avodah zarah, which I wouldn't say it's permissible, but with Hilchis Avodah Zarah, it really makes no difference whether this is an established religion that has been certified by the governmental authorities, or it's his own private religion. As we'll see in the Gemara shortly, if a person decides that a Shulshul Katan, a little worm, is an Avodah Zarah, it's a god, and he bows down to it as if it's a god, then he's over on the Isser of being Oyved Avodah Zarah.
Maybe not one of the politicians today.
So getting back to our Mishnah, Hashoichet L'Shem Horem, a person who goes and shechs an animal, and he says, I have in mind L'Shem Horem. It doesn't even have to be in front of the Horem. He can have it at home. And he said, you know, the famous Mount Everest, or that mountain, Mount Rushmore, or whatever, any mountain that he decides, and he says, I think that mountain is a real great god, it's a major deity, and therefore I am worshipping it by going and shechting. Says the Mishnah, Shoichel L'Shem Horem, for a mountain, L'Shem Gvois, a hill, L'Shem Yamim, for seas, L'Shem Nahorois, rivers, L'Shem Midbarois, a midbar, a desert. In all of these cases, Shchitosei Psula. Shchitosei Psula means that it's osur le'echol, you're not allowed to go and eat from the meat of that shchita, even though the shchita was perfect. You're not allowed to eat from the meat of that shchita. The Gemara shortly is going to ask, l'choyr, it's not only an iser achila, it's also an iser hano'ah. So we're going to, Miyat Hashem, address that shortly in the Gemara. But in the meantime, by the fact that it's a shchitosei psula means you cannot eat from that meat. And then the Mishnah continues on and says, even if you have two shochtim who are shechting simultaneously with the same knife, shnayim ochsim besakin, v'shoichtin echad l'shem, echad mikol elu. He had in mind for one of these silly avodah zarah, the horim, the gvois, etc. V'echad l'shem dover kosher. That means stam. It doesn't mean that he had in mind, oh, I'm shaming, I'm shechting l'shem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or l'shem shamayim, to be able to provide kosher meat. He just, stam, he shechted it. Shritase psula, because of the fact that that first guy who had in mind the Shema Avodah Zarah, that passed the meat, and therefore it's not kosher like we had in the Reish of the Mishnah. So now the Gemara immediately is medayik. Psula in zivchei meisim loy. It sounds like it's only posel, meaning you're not allowed to eat from it. But it doesn't have the status of zivchei meisim. What means zivchei meisim, says Rashi? Li oser bahano'o. Because if the Mishnah really meant that it's oser bahano'o, it would use the expression ali elu zivchei meisim. But it doesn't say that. It just says that shritosei psula. Is l'choyra rayit, it does not rise or go down to
descend.
Oh, thank you. It doesn't rise or descend to the madrega of Takrivis Avodah Zarah, because it was Takrivis Avodah Zarah, then it would be Osir Bahanoah too, and we would use the expression Hari Elu Zivchei Mesim.
But the previous Mishnah we said Posel, Rabbi Elazar Posel.
Which Mishnah are you referring to?
I'm on the Pesach of Days. Rabbi Elazar Posel. We use lesson.
And what should the Gemara ask? Why does it say Zivchei Meisim?
Right.
Good. So the kasha that you're asking is Toisus' kasha on Lamed Ches Amud Beis. See the second Toisus from the bottom of the Amud. You see it says Psula Shestam Machsheves and Chum Avodah Zarah. V'im Toimele Kamon Gabi Ashoicha L'Shem Horim Diktani Psula V'Dayik Allah Psula In Zivchei Meisim Loi Pirish V'Lim Mitzri Bano V'Hochik Toni Psula. It doesn't anything in Yasir Avonah. So you mechaben to Toisus' kasha. Okay. You'll look at Toisus Teretz for the answer, but Lamasa, that's the Gemara's Kasha, and we're going to bring now shortly a Braisa, which is almost word for word as our Mishnah, and the Braisa is going to use the expression Hari Elu Zivchei Meisim. Where does this expression of Zivchei Meisim come from? I mean, we're not talking about dead people, we are talking about dead Avodah Zarah, but where does this Hari Elu Zivchei Meisim? So you'll remember the Gemara back on Yud Gimel Amud Beis quoted a Pasuk in Tehillim, Vayitzamdu leval pa'or. Vayitzamdu leval pa'or means they got close to and worshipped the Baal Pa'or, which was a famous avodah zarah. Vayoichlu zivchei meisim, and they ate zivchei meisim. And because of that expression, vayoichlu zivchei meisim, very often the Gemara, when it refers to takrev zavodah zarah, it refers to as zivchei meisim. To the point that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseder on the end of Yud Gimel Amud Beis, if you're looking at Gimel Amud Beis, it's right before the Mishnah on the bottom, says that Takrev is Avodah Zarah. What we're talking about, someone worshipped an Avodah Zarah by shechting an animal for Avodah Zarah, and now he has Basar of Takrev is Avodah Zarah. Not only is it Osir Ba'achila, not only is it Osir Ba'hano'ah, but it's Tameh Ba'oyel. Tameh Ba'oyel, really? They have an oil over here. Somebody brought in ashtik basar takrevis avodah zarah. Everything in this oil becomes tamei, as if chas v'shalom, not an avela, as if it was a mess inside the oil. Why did Rabbi Yehuda ben Seder say that? Because since it says v'yitzam the Baal Pa'ar, they worship the Baal Pa'ar. And they ate zivchei meisim, ma meis metama ba'oil, just like a mess of metama ba'oil, meaning the entire oil and all of the people and all the kelim and all the oichon amashkin, everything inside that oil becomes tamei. After akroivis avoidis kreichov metama ba'oil, can you imagine you have a shtick, a kezayis or a kabeya or whatever of the kreivis avoidis zora here inside this oil, inside this room, inside this building, everything in the room becomes osir and gets a din of tumas oil. What's the din of tumas oil? You have to go and do a hazor shlishi and shvi on all these wonderful things. Anyway, so that's the Gemara's kasha. Our Mishnah sounds like it's only shritosi psula osur ba'achila. Why doesn't it say that it's zivchei meisim? So you're going to say, if it didn't say zivchei meisim, or a mini, I have a brisa, and the brisa is almost word for word the same. I show you kavishim horim, lishim gvoiz, lishim nahorois, lishim midborois. Now the brisa adds a couple of more examples. Lishim chama ulevana, lishim keichavim umazolit, lishim michoil hasar hagadol, the great Michoel, the great brisa malach Michoel, lishim shulshulkan, or a little worm. The Mishnah means to say, of course, not the Mishnah, this brisa is trying to emphasize, it makes no difference how big, how small, even mochoil hamalach. I don't know how anybody can envision what a malach looks like. If you have in mind such a malach, or if you have in mind a little worm that's walking on the ground, it makes no difference. Any one of these, you're worshipping it as an avodah zarah, and you're taking an animal and saying, shushul katan, don't move. I want to go and bring an avodah zarah. I want to bring a present, a sacrifice in your honor and for you. What's the din? Hari elu zivchei meisim. The word zivchei meisim means that it's osir bahano. Where does it say in the words zivchei meisim osir bahano? So Rashi brings us the famous Gzeir Shava. It says by Thomas Shom Miriam, and it says by Egla Rufa vi orfu Shomis Egla banochal, just like by the Egla Rufa, it happens to be osir bahano. Same thing, a mess is osir bahano. Ah, so just like the mess is osir bahano, so too says Zigmar for me, Tumdu. The Baal Pa'or, the Yizrach Zivchei Meisim, that the Kervis of Avodah Zarah also has an din of Isra Hana. So, Ibazoya but Chakasha, why didn't that Mishnah also stress the fact that not only is it Osir Ba'achila, but it's Osir Ba'ano, it should have said Osir Ba'ano, it should say Hari Elu Zivchei Meisim. That's the Moris Kasha. Omer Abai, Loi Kasha. Hodi Omer Lahar, Hodi Omer Legado Dahar. When he was Shoichet this animal, did he have in mind that he's doing it for the mountain or for the gada? The gada, says Rashi, means the malach that is memuna on the har. What difference does that make? Says Rashi, because if you're talking about the har itself, har is mechubala karka. When you have an avodah zarah, which is mechubala karka, it does not become a full-fledged avodah zarah where the isra hano would attach to the takroivis, to the sacrifice of the avodah zarah. What difference does it make if it is attached to the mountain, not attached? Says Rashi, because we have the famous pasuk Eliheim ala horim v'leya horim Eliheim. The pasuk in its entirety talks about abdein to abdenes kolam akoyim isha abdu shom hagoyim. es eliheim al haharim. Sidarshan from that says the Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah that the eliheim, the bomois, the statues, etc., which are in the harim, those are Avodah Zarahs that have a din of Avodah Zarah, so that if you are makriv karbonos to them, meaning you bring a takrovis of Avodah Zarah, then it gets a din of Israelah. However, if you're sacrificing to the har itself, that does not rise or descend to the level of Avodah Zarah, and so therefore the takrovis that you're bringing for that mechubredik Avodah Zarah does not get the status of takrovis of Avodah Zarah to become zivchei meisim, to become osur banah.
Well, what about like in a sheriff, you have to chop it down, you're not allowed to use the wood for...
Very good question. And the Gemara in Avodah Zarah has a long sugyas about why Asher is different. Are we talking Asher before the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael? After they came into Eretz Yisrael, was it originally Tolish and became Mechuber? The issues of Asher are dealt with extensively in the Masechta Avodah Zarah.
So the shechita to a har is not Asur Behana. But it is exactly. Asur b'achila?
No, quite to the contrary.
It's a shochet to the har. So we didn't finish
the tarot. Okay. There's a chilik between the har and the gadatar. If you're going and you're being makriv a sacrifice for the har itself, since the har happens to be mechuber, it never becomes a full-blown avodah zarah. Why? Just like we said, elihem al harim eliharim elihem. So therefore, if you go and bring such a sacrifice, it doesn't rise or lower itself, descend to the level of zivchei meisim. So it's only osur b'achila. It's not osur bana. In fact, Rashi asks, maybe it shouldn't even be osur b'achila. Yeah. Why is it osur b'achila? Says Rashi, it's a drabanan because since it is so doime to shechitas avodah zarah, a person can get confused and assume then that even a regular takroivas avodah zarah is mutter b'achila, no mutter bana. So therefore the Chacham said, you know what, to go and show people, don't play with this type of stuff, even if you went and you shechted l'shem har, even though it doesn't become effectively a takrovis of Avodah Zarah, and therefore mitzad ekra hadin, it should be mutter ba'achila ubana, we're going to place on it an iser achila. See, if you look at the Rashi, the Amul l'shem har, Rashi is about 7 lines in, it doesn't become an Avodah Zarah, even though you said, this holy mountain, holy, holy deity, doesn't become Avodah Zarah. Hilkach, lishman, if you are shechting lishem the har itself, limekari zivchei meisim. No iser hana. In fact, there's no iser achila min ha-toyra. You know why? Mishum de damia l'shchitas avodah chavim or mechlef haba, because it has that similarity. I mean, most people wouldn't distinguish between this avodah zarah, that avodah zarah. Aren't they all in the same category? Oh, that's why the Chacham had to go and say mikra didn't stak and mutter, because of this potential chalip and confusion. We place on it an iser achila. So that's the shchitas ipsul on the bottom. But let's get back to this brisa where it says that it's now Hari Eilu Zivchei Meisim, says the Gemara, because that's talking about that he's Maktir and Makriv and brings his sacrifice to the Malach HaMamuna Al Hahar. Why do you even come up with this interesting pshat? The Ekonomi Tari says the Gemara, but close, look how the Braisa is different than the Mishnah, that the Braisa puts in Michoel HaSar HaGadol. Now we think we define the word Sar to mean a great officer. But Rashi says that means the Malach HaMamuna. So therefore, since that's the Malach HaMamuna, he is not Mechuba LeKarka. So if you have in mind, B'Shas Yir Shechting, not for Mount Everest, but the Malach HaMamuna Al Mount Everest, then it becomes a real Takrivis of Avodah Zarah, and not only is it Osir Ba'achila, it becomes Osir Ba'anoa Shema Mina. Now even though the Gemara presents this so matter of factly, and saying that if it happens to be mechuba l'karka, then it does not become an avodah zarah. If it's not mechuba l'karka, then it does become avodah zarah. That's all the gabi, the status of the chefza, if you will. The gabi, the gavra, who is doing all of these actions. What happens if, in fact, he sacrifices l'shem har? Not for the malach hamamuna ala har, but for the har itself. So we just said now there's no din of Eliheim alaharim Eliharim Eliheim, it does not become an avodah zarah. Does this person get punished for the fact that he did avodah zarah? It says, l'yilecholim achirim alponai, and you're not supposed to make statues, you're not supposed to bow down to the chol tzva shemayim, re'isis ha'shemesh, re'isireach with chol tzva shemayim, and you're going to go and bow down to it. What does it say in the Pasuk? Pasuk, hey, here in the Torah, or HaSholeh. Then the Torah says about this individual that he's going to go and get Misa. So now the question is, would he get Misa for going and bowing down to the Har or bringing this Takrivis for the Har? From our Gemara's Mashma, no, because it can't become an Avodah Zarah. It's Mechuba LeKarka. Tosis says on the top, no. You have to distinguish between one and the other. Look at the top. Exactly. That's why I introduced that. It says, when you bow down or bring it to Krivis Tahar, it does not become an avoid Zarah. Even though it doesn't have the status of a, if you look at the government registry of deities, you won't find a har there, because a har is not a bona fide avoid Zarah, because it's Mechuba LeKarka. But nevertheless, lesser hatakroivis to make the takroivis osur. But nevertheless, he's going to go and get misa. How do I know? From the Gemara Mesechtas of Zora, ayin shal. But anyway, but getting back to our Gemara, so our Gemara therefore makes a very successful distinction between our Mishnah, which is just talking about the har itself, mechuba lekarka, it doesn't get a status of avodah zarah. It's not osur bano. Only also b'chila midrabanan, mashenker. If he has a mind for the malach hamamuna, does an under a ma'isa, then it becomes bona fide the kriyas of avodah zarah, and it's also not only b'chila but also b'hanma.
That uses the word mechayal.
Yeah.
So he's referring to mechayal sayisrael, or is just
the answer is I assume so, but you know, only asik bin astoris. But I assume that that's what he's referring to. That's the one of the three famous malachim that came to visit Avram. Exactly, came to visit Avram Avinu, etc.
The Medrash says Mechoel is a coin in the Mizbeach Shamala, and he's offering korbanos on the Mizbeach Shamala. So it's a avoda based malach.
We had at the end of Sechus Menachos, we had a Toisis which is speaking about that even today, although we don't have Takrevis Karbonis down in the Beis Hamikdash Shel Mata, we do have in the Beis Hamikdash Shel Mala. The Toisus wanted to say that that's all, or perhaps the Pshat in Ritzei Hashem Lekenu. Am Chisov Vasanim Vishol. Vashiv Es Havoidu Nisecha V'Ishe Yisrael Us Filosim V'Ishe Yisrael Us Filosim Meher Behavas Kabel V'Rotzayim. The Ishe Yisrael of today should also be in this Kabel V'Rotzayim. So what Ishe Yisrael are there today? So Toisus says we have upstairs that Michal is being Makrif Karbonis upstairs in Shemayim. Anyway, on to the next Gemara. The next Gemara is not directly related to our Mishnah. It does relate to Avodah Zarah. And the reason why we're bringing this is because ultimately, Mitchum, tomorrow, right, we're going to end, hopefully today, we're going to quote from our Mishnah of the Shnayim Ochse Misakim. So we're going to come back to our Mishnah. Now, we have a very famous rule as Ein Odom Oyser Dover She'enoi Shaloi. For instance, let's assume that I own this tissue box. And everybody said, this is such a gorgeous, beautiful tissue box. You know what? I'm going to decide, not me, I'm the owner, but everybody else who sees it says it's such a beautiful tissue box. It reminds me of a Greek goddess that used to live sometime in Greece, and I think we're only going to now bow down to it and bring karbonis to it. So you can go and bow down to it 100 times and 1,000 times. It will not become an avodah zarah. Why not? Everybody's worshipping it. There are hundreds of people standing in line. They're throwing rocks at it from Arculius. They're going to bathroom for Baal Pa'ar. They're bringing kabbonis for it. So why doesn't it become a void? It should become a shtick of void azara. The answer is because Ein Odom Oysa Dovash Ein Shaloi, since it's my tissue box, not your tissue box, you can stand on your head, you can bow down, you can bring a void azara, you can pledge allegiance to it. It remains the same tissue box that it was from the very outset. We're going to have a discussion, however, in our Gemara, if that was only that the person did a dibur, or he only did a hashtacha vo'ov, which is not considered to be a major ma'isa, then ein odem uysa dovish in ishalai. But what happens if he takah makes a ma'isa? do you still say the din of Ein Odom Oyser Dovish Ein Ishalai? So we're going to discuss that at some length now in today's Gemara. Zokti Gemara. Om Rav Huna. Hoyser Behemes Chaveiroi. Revut Zalafnei Avoidus Chechovim. Kimen Sheshochet Ba Simen Echad. Asra or Asara. What does this mean? First of all, we're not talking about your own behemoth. Behemoth chaver, somebody else's behemoth. It's revutza. It's crouching on the ground. Lefnei avoydes kechavim, in front of an avoydes zara. And I took behemoth chaver, somebody else's behemoth. I'm a ganef, I'm a gazan. But that's what I did. I took it. And what did I do? I shechted one of the simanim. I'm actually shechting the entire, both simanim. But once I shechted one simen, Asra, he now asers this behemah al takroibis avoidah zora, since the behemah is not mechubala karka, so then this is going to become, if you will, ziv chemesim and asr ba. No, but the point is, it becomes asr. Not only does it become asr, we're going to see, Rav Huna is telling us a number of chidushim. What are his chidushim? Chidush number one is we're not talking about your own behemah, you're talking about somebody else's behemah. Number two, it's revutza, it's crouching, it's not standing. What's the importance of the fact that it's crouching and not standing? Why is the kik mishachat ba simenachar? Why don't you go and say when he shechted the entire tzavar ha-behemah and he finished? So all of these points, as we'll see, will either be dealt with in the Gemara or in Rashi. The first point of the Behemoth Chaveiroi, that's going to be the hot issue about Ein Odom Oysa Dovish Ein Ishaloi. How could I go and aser somebody else's Behemoth? It's not my Behemoth. And the Chinish of Rav Huna is, and we're going to base it shortly on Ula, that once you make a Maisa, even though it's not mine, once I make a Maisa, then I can aser it after all. So therefore, even though it's Behemoth Chaveiroi, it's going to become aser. Moreover, revutza, the fact that it's lying on the ground, I would have thought, says Rashi, that only if it's standing up, meaning that it was revutza, and I picked it up, and then I shechted it, maybe then it would become aser. Why? What difference does it make if it's revutza, it's standing up? Says Rashi, because then I would be koine with a kinyan hagba, by the fact that I picked it up, it's now mine, and now I'm shechting it, oh, that's why it becomes aser. No, even if I didn't do anything vis-a-vis the behemah in terms of hagba, glila, meshicha, mesira, kinyan, sudar, wasn't mine. But the fact that I shechted it, then I made it osir bano, because of, I made it to takrevis of
Eidazar. Another time, I didn't get it.
Revutza means it's crouching on the ground.
Revutza versus, what difference does it make if you shechted it?
Very good, 100%. Solka daita chamina, maybe when can I asir that behemah, when I make kinyone gezela or kinyone gneva? How do I make a kinyon? You own something and I take it away from you, chas v'shol, with a meshicha, with a mesira, with a hagba, right? I pick it up from the ground. So sokadai techamina, without the words revutza, I might have thought Rav Huna only asers this animal when I made a kinyon on it. A kinyon gezela. I'm not talking about a legitimate kinyon, but a kinyon in terms of that I made a kinyan by picking it up. See, if you take a look at the Rashi, Rashi is revutza. It's about halfway down the wide lines of the Rashi. It's at the end of the line. You see it says revutza at the end of the line. So it's Rashi, loy miboya oy medes. Not only in a case when the animal is standing, dikishigbia, when I picked it up, verbitza, konabhagba benasa shaloi. I get now my kinyon gzela. Now I have to go, of course, and repay the balin for the fact that I stole it. So I might think only in that case does it become osir. Ella says Rashi says the Gemara afelgav the revutza v'loy kana, even though it's still on the ground, I did not pick it up. Osir of a mice, it still asks with this mice of the shechita that we just spoke about, that he went and shechted it. And the Gemara uses the expression, kimen sheshachad ba simen echad. You don't have to shech the entire animal. You just started with one simen. Now, it's not important for the Gemara at this point, but as we will see on the Gemara in the Omid Beis, the Gemara is going to say, it doesn't even have to be simen echad. He's just giving siman echad. You don't have to complete the shechita, even if you only did a halba shechita, one siman. In fact, the Gemara will say even a quarter of a siman, or even a mashu. As soon as he started shechting, he asked it already, and it becomes a shtick, takroivis avoid the zar. As you'll see, the Gemara is going to develop each one of these points shortly. His doctor Gemara, where does Rav Huna take this from? That I take somebody else's Yenim's behema and I shecht the shame of avodah zarah, it becomes osir for takrivus avodah zarah. So the Gemara says, "Look, Yadim Ula Omer Rabbi Yochanan." This is the famous Ula Rabbi Yochanan that Avu Bisha Omru Hamishtach Velehemetz Chameiroi. You have a behema and I go and bow down to it, loy osra. With that, nothing happens. Of course, just bowing down to this tissue box, nothing happens. But also, ba'maisa, if I took behemoth chaverai and I did a maisa, maisa means like a maisa shechita, then also, and then it becomes a tekrivus avodah zarah, and it becomes also.
Why does he have shechita? I can just cut her tail.
That would be nezek. It wouldn't be a maisa avodah zarah that would asr it by now. And destroy its value.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be chayiv for nezek in an animal if you just damaged it.
The Gemara is just trying to give a legal equivalent to hishtachava. The hishtachava, the behemoth chaverai. Why did I bow down? Not because I'm doing calisthenics and because my person who gives me physical therapy says I have to bow every single down, up and down, up and down. No. I was mishtachav avodah zarah to this behemoth, and I said, this behemoth is such a beautiful behemoth. I hereby call it my own private god, and I'm going to be mishtach for 100 times. Nothing happens to the animal. I made it into an avodah zarah, but it's not yours, my friend. But what happens if I went and started shechting it, l'shem avodah zarah, not l'shem to be masik it, then it becomes that tekrivus avodah zarah. So now the Gemara asks, so now the halacha of Rav Huna says the Gemara is based on Ula. Now Ula never said, kivin sheshochet basimen echad. Ula said, if you did a maisa, Osra. Rav Huna now assumes, as we'll see in the Amud Beis, that when Ula said Osra Maisa means even a Maisa Kolduhu. But the Gemara in the Amud Beis is going to say, Lav Dafka, maybe Ula on his own held that you have to have a Maisa Rabba, a Graysa Maisa. And he, Rav Huna, took it one further step and even said a Simen Echad, and as we'll see in the Gemara in the Amud Beis, even a half a Simen. We'll see this in Yitzchem all shortly. I'm just bringing it out now, so it'll be easier to comprehend on the other base. So now that we've had Rav Huna, and he says that as soon as you begin shechting it, boom, you aser it, and it becomes a shtick, takrivus avodah zarah. Frank Dimor Eisver Rav Nachman Rav Huna from the following brisa. You have a person who's a gewaldige machmir, and he wants to be over as many isurim in one moment as possible. I'm saying that, of course, b'derech, because we're talking about a person who did it b'shogeg. But look how he compounded his shogeg. He wants to go and bring a carbon chatos. That means he did obviously some sort of chait, such as eating. It was Machal Shabbos, and or he went and ate chaylev, or he drank some dam, and things of that nature. Any type of isser that if you did it b'mezid would be a din of kares. He did it b'shogi. He has to go and bring a karm chattas. So when did he shech the karm chattas? On Shabbos. He thought it was Friday. He thought it was Sunday. He didn't realize it was Shabbos. He did it b'chutz. He thought that there's a heter habamois nowadays, and therefore he shechted it outside the base of Mavish. And he shechted the avodas kechavim for avodas zara purposes. He probably figured this would be a good thing to make peace with avodas zara, and it's a wonderful thing to try to be in the car with avodas zara, that everybody should live together happily ever after. Anyway, b'shogeg he did these three isurim all simultaneously, because he's shechting on Shabbos, he's shechting b'chutz outside the base of Mavish, and he's shechting the avodas zara. So guess what? Chayv Sholish Chatois, it's Chayv Achatos for each one of these Yitzur. Okay, on the surface it sounds fine, but says the Gemara, note by the way it says a Shechet Chatos as opposed to just any carbon. The Chayv, if we're talking about a Shechut Echutz, he could have talked about a Shechet Zevach, such as an Oilu, or a Shlomim, or a Toide, or a Bechor, or a Mas, or whatever. Why do we talk about Dafka Chatos? I'm only bringing this to your attention, because again, this will be the focus of the Amid Beis. Says Yimara. V'yamar says, if you're going to go and tell me like Rav Huna was machadish, kim sheshochet bas simen echad, as soon as you began your shechita and you shechted just one simen, asra, it now becomes asur, al tashtik avoid zara, ashchuti chutz le'lechayv, yishud l'choyre, only memachuyiv to bring two chatois and not three chatois. The fact that he shechted simen echad and becomes now a shtik avoid zara, that has no effect vis-a-vis Shabbos. Because Rashi says on the Yomid Beis, Shabbos you're over because of netilas neshama. So if you went and killed an animal, netilas neshama, you're chayv one of the lamed test melachos. Obviously you're going to be chayv and avoid zara because you're shechting l'shem avoid zara. But what's bothering the more is you shouldn't have to have three chatois, you should only have to have two chatois. Why? Because if you were telling me that you're only chayiv on the din of shchutei chutz after you finish shechting the entire animal, so then all of them would come at the same time in mechuyiv all three. But if you're telling me that you're chayiv on avodah zarah and you aser it as soon as you begin your first slice, you shechted simen echad, so now you should not be chayiv on the shchutei chutz. Shchutei chutz le chayiv. Why? Says the Gemara. On to the Amid Beis, because Machatech Ba'aferhu. It says, lift the second, the completion of the Shechita, you're just cutting into offer into sand. What type of expression? If you look at the top Rashi, Machatech Ba'aferhu, the Kivan Dinesa Mishim Avodis Chichav. Since you're telling me, Rav Huna, that as soon as you shechted Simen Echad, it becomes Ashtik Takrivis Avodis Zara, then Pokashem Kodshimina. Even though you called it a chatas, because that's what he's shechting a chatas, the name kodshim goes away. Poof! The nasa shal avodas chachavim. And now it becomes a shtik takurvis avodas zorah, which is not only osir bachil, it's osir ba'no'ah, the contributor of the Meseir, it's even metamah ba'oil. V'yafa ba'almi, so now it's like just plain offer. V'sulei mechayiv alei mishim shchutei chutz. He should not be mechayiv on shchutei chutz at all. That was the Gemara's kasha.
Just come into the English
with
the
element,
so,
in other words, continue on.
You start, you know, you started the process, and that's a part of a whole process that goes from the beginning to the end.
Mm-hmm.
So you have till the end, really, to have the Meister Shechita. So it does possible, but it still would include.
They must hold the Shechita a little so.
So now the question is, since Rav Huna holds that as soon as you go and shechet bas simen echad, you assert it. We don't see that the Gemara addresses it. Maybe the Meforshim address this issue that you're asking whether you hold yesh l'shchita matchil batzoyf ein l'shchita elu l'besoyf, because that's l'gabi hilchos shchita. When is the animal now quote unquote kosher to eat as a result of the shchita? Is it a result of every moment of the shchita from beginning to end, or at that very last cut? Oh, now it's, of course you have to do the whole thing. That everybody agrees to that. The question is, when do you say the Shechita began and when does the Shechita end? L'gabi which halachas? Remember, we talked about the back in the Sechta Zvachim, l'gabi machsheves pigel. Here, we talked about if a person was shechting a korban and he shechted part of the korban outside the Beis HaMikdash, 20%, and then he finishes it off 80% inside, does he have a din of Shechutei Chutz or not? If you hold the Yesh L'shchim at so then part of the Shechita was He should be mechuyev because part of the shechita was done b'chutz. So ain't the shechita l'besayif, it's only inside. But here our Gemara is discussing, according to Rav Huna, when does this animal become now a shtik avodah zarah, a takrovis avodah zarah, which is osur bana. So I might have thought, well, when you finish off, you mean the shechita means the end. When it comes to hilchos avodah zarah, you don't need a full-fledged shechita with all of its ramifications. The fact that he shechted, our Gemara doesn't address it, but I'm assuming even if he did a drasa, metachalada, metashahia, and therefore it wasn't a kosher shechita, but l'maisa, he did a maisa, in the behemah.
Until the animal, l'shem avodah zarah.
Exactly.
And the hilchos avodah zarah don't require a good shechita.
Exactly. So one would think, again,
like a stick in front of an avodah zarah, and it's considered a zvika.
Good. Anyway, so therefore, according to Rav Huna, you did that slight din of shechita. What's the din? You now make, not only are you over avodah zarah and you deserve to get misa, but also you've converted this animal now into shtik avodah zarah, takrev avodah zarah, which is osir banah, and therefore it can no longer have a shame kodshim on it, and therefore the Gemara is asking if without Rav Huna, I would say, like you were suggesting, that maybe it only becomes an Isra Avodah Zarah all the way at the end. So by the time he's finished shechting, like in the Shechita al-Besoif, like you're suggesting, by the time he's finished shechting, so at that time we'll go and nail him for, you've been over Hilchah Shabbos, you've been over on the Isra Avodah Zarah, and you've been over on the din of Shechutei Chutz, because until that final moment, it was a bona fide carbon, and only became the din of Avodah Zarah at the very end, so that's why you get three chatois. But since Rav Huna said that already at the very beginning, when you just shech the first siman, it already becomes osur, so therefore it becomes osur banon, and now poka shem kodshimino. So you never got to the end of the shechita to be able to go and call it a din of takroy of shechutei chutz. So therefore you should only chayiv two chatois and not three chatois. That's the Gemara's kasha on Rav Huna. Amra papa. What difference does that make? Because in all of them happen at the same time, simultaneously. Why is that? Because the chatas oif, although inside the base of Migdash you have to do it with malvika, but for shchutei chutz purposes, you're only oiver if you do it al yedei shchita. Why is that? Because the pasuk says, oy asher yishchot michutz l'machana, and from that the Gemara Dash and the extra words for those of you that have the Torah or a Shalem, Ish Ish with base Israel Asher Yishchat Shere Chesem Eiz Bamachne Oy Asher Yishchat Michutz Lamachne. So the additional Oy Asher Yishchat, we learn from that when you're talking about Oifos, even though Oifos Torah Bnei Yoina, you're only Mekayim the mitzvah of the Shechitas Kodshim through Malika inside the base of Migdash. If you do outside the Migdash, you're only over through Shechita. It's ironic, counterintuitive, it doesn't make sense, so to speak, but Zoi Shteit in the Torah, Zoi Shteit in the Gemara, that you're only over on Oifis through Shechita outside the base of Migdash and not through Malika.
So Malika outside the base of Migdash is nothing.
Goodness.
It's just cruelty to a bird.
Yeah, cruelty to a bird, and just wasting money. Yeah, you're just baltashas. And it's also an avail. Yeah,
we got a refund. Need a refund. They're not putting it on the
side. That's not fair. It's not fair. Yeah. There's some Torah or Sholems, like in these new Gemaras, the Oiz Vahadi Gemaras, that they try to bring in not only Psukim in the Gemara,
the Rashi,
but even the Psukim in the Rashi.
Wow.
So here, yeah, this is a Pasuk quoted partially in Rashi, and Torah Sholem brings, Taka Sholem brings even the Rashi. Okay?
Yeah.
Are you looking, you want to see if that Gemara has it? I only think these thick Gemaras. Okay? Okay, it's Oiz Vahadi Gemara.
I don't want to see the basic Pasuk.
Okay, anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So what does the Gemara say? So it all happens by Chatzas Oif. Ah, so Chatzas Oif is very, very good, because Chatzas Oif, as opposed to the Oilas Oif, you only need one simon. So as soon as he shechs one simon, and that was the Lashon Gemara, right? So as Rav Huna, kiven shishochet bas simon echad, and that makes a lot of sense now, because the Brisa says, Ashechet Chatzas, you know what type of chatzas we're talking about? We're talking about a chatzas or oif. Would you want to take this Gemara?
Yeah,
Menji's
not here.
You want to take this Gemara?
Yeah. Thank you.
You must be a real Yerei Shemayim. You're learning from two Gemaras. Yerei Shemayim, Yoytzi Yerei Shneim. You learned from two Gemaras.
So
we're
Rav Ari, Rav Arshron, and Rav Ren. So what Rav Huna say regarding an animal, regarding a behemoth? So.
We're going to talk about that shortly. But in the meantime, we're talking about an oif. Not that Rav Huna is talking about an oif, he's talking about behemoth chaver. However, we no longer have a kasha from this brisa. What was the kasha from the brisa? L'chayri should only be oiver and bring two chatois. He shouldn't have to go and bring a third chatos als the din of shchutei chutz. Why shouldn't he have to go in shchutei chutz? Because as soon as we began, after one simon, guess what? It became a shtek avoy disorder. Rashi says, pocket kachaminai. But since we're talking about a chatas oif, as soon as you shechted one simon, you already oiver on the din of shchutei chutz. So you can't go and undo the shchutei chutz, because once I did one simon, it's the equivalent of the, not only
the entire shchita.
Yeah, 100%, right? And the chatas that we're talking about in this braisa, that's why it's in the shechted chatas, because it's one chatas oif. Put in parentheses, a shechted chatas, hu oif. Oh, then you chayiv all three, because since according to Rav Huna, you're only going to be chayiv, not only be chayiv. You're only going to convert this into a shtik, takrivis of Avodah Zarah, and take away the shame kodshim at the end of one simon. Well, guess what? That's all I need for the chatas oif, one siman. And that's why I'm chayiv all three. As I said, b'chatas oif askinen, tekul b'hadid yodi ka'asim. Therefore, when are you going to be oivra and shkuti chutz? When are you going to convert this into ashtik takriv z'avodah zara? Simultaneously. And by that time, you've already been oivra on the iser shkuti chutz. Zokti mar, one second, please. Mechti Rav Huna keman om lishmaite. How did Rav Huna say his halacha? Based on Ula. That's what the Gemara said back in the Omer Aleph. Ki hodi Amar Ula. And what did Amar Ula? That even though Mishtachve is gunish, however, Asaba Maisa Asra. So, Frank the Gemara, Kima Mechti Rav Huna keman om lishmaite ke Ula. For Ula Masa Koldu ka Amar. What the Gemara is asking is, at this point, since he said, Kimish Asa Maisa, Maisa means even a koldu. Mean koldu means even less than one siman. You remember I told you back in the Yom Aleph that although the lashon of Rav Huna was one siman, in truth he holds even less than a siman, even a quarter of a siman, even a tenth of a siman. That being the case, I haven't been over yet on the Malika Sa'oif Bachutz, that is the Shechita Sa'oif. Why? Because I haven't done a full siman yet. So then, Hadrakush Leduchta, I go back to my original Kasha. As soon as he did one-tenth of the simen in severing outside by Yerchata Sa'oif, it automatically is going to be converted now into a Tekrivus Avodah Zarah. Since it's a Tekrivus Avodah Zarah, Pakashem Kodshimina. Like Rashi said at the top, it's no longer Kodshim. So Ibazoi, why am I Mechuyiv on Shchutei Chutz? I would only be Chayiv on Shchutei Chutz once I finish off Yerchata Sa'oif, like Rav Papa answered, which is a full simen. Guess what? Miles before that ending the first siman, as soon as I just started a quarter of a siman, a tenth of a siman, I made a maisa koldu. It already became now a shtik of Avodah Zarah. Pakashem, kodshim, you know, I shouldn't be oivra on shchutei chot. Everything Gemara, Ella, b'oimer, b'gmar, zvichu, oivda. You found the pasuk?
I couldn't find it in there.
Couldn't find it in there? Wow.
It's in the lower left.
He's a writer. Well, why didn't you find it? Because it's a different print, different edition.
So
mine
doesn't have it either.
So I'm not
Meshuggah. No, we all know of you as being a very, very bright and wonderful person, notwithstanding that you came from Chicago. We won't hold that against you.
Please don't. The Ian Zomermar in Chicago. He's from Aurora.
Okay, you can hold on to that. We're not going to have another.
Look at the first page. Which edition?
You see down here on the left hand side. You have Torah Ora Sholem.
I have like the old one.
Yeah. Okay. So it's an earlier.
It's interesting that it has it in earlier pages. It has. I looked this up. There was Torah Ora Sholem.
Yeah.
Just like the art school, they used the Madura. Must have been that.
Ah, it was Kemetzer. Okay. Malik Bengalis. Okay.
Quality assurance needs to be.
Okay.
Lametesamid.
Yeah, new one, old one, good.
Okay.
Anyway, continuing on. Zokti Maravite. The good news is this is the only pasuk here on the page, so you don't have to worry about it again. I'm sorry?
Yeah, I mean, maybe others in Rashi that we don't even know about.
Yeah, exactly. So, you can close it up if you want.
Yeah.
You want to hold on to it? Isn't it?
I just want to see what edition.
You want edition, okay. Anyway, so getting back to the Gemara. So now I'm again stuck with my original kasha. What was my original kasha? That as soon as you begin shechting that first mashu that you shecht into that first siman, it gets converted, this karban chatas gets converted into takrevis avodah zarah, and Rashi said, poka shem kodshim mina. That being the case, why am I oivra on shchutei chutz? I'm not oivra on shchutei chutz just for a mashu. I'm only going to be chayv and shchutei chutz when I did a full shchita. So we're talking about a chatas, but at least I have to finish a whole siman. I didn't even finish one siman. Ashen abyssal, a masa koldu. And I've already been converted this into a shtik avodah zarah. So I shouldn't be oivra on the shchutei chutz chatos. Ella says the Gemara, b'oimer b'gmar zvicha hu oivda. Interessant to zach. The person wants to go and serve Avodah Zarah, and he says, Rabbi, I know Rav Huna says that when you go and shecht a mashu, it's already going to get converted into Avodah Zarah. I don't want that, because I want to be oiver not only in Hilchas Shabbos, and be oiver in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, but I also want to be oiver in Shchutei Chutz. So I only want that this should become Ashtik Avodah Zarah at the end of the Gantz Zvicha, in the case of the Chatas Oif, at the end of that total simon.
The Zvicha Ela B'Sof.
The Zvicha should only be besaif. The Zvicha's Avodah Zarah should only be besaif. Of course,
this Gemara is more theoretical than...
Because he's a shogeg anyway.
Exactly. So he says, I'm doing the shogeg and I want to be over the zvicha toys. In case it's a shogeg. So I want it to be the end of the zvicha, so I should have to bring all three. I don't want to just bring two chatzim. If I'm bringing chatoys, I might as well bring three. Chuta meshulish, l'meher yinosik. Anyway, ba'im egmar zvichu, oivdes, and therefore the iser, not only the iser, but the transformation of this chatas into a takrevis of Avodah Zarah only takes place at the gemar zvichu, meaning at the end of the first simon. Well, guess what? At the end of the first simon, I just finished my chatas oiv in terms of the iser of shchut echot. Oh, so that's why be oiver on shchut echot, even though it becomes Avodah Zarah, because it only becomes Avodah Zarah at the end. Frey temar ihochi, my iri chatas, lishmin and zavach. Why did we have to talk about chatas and explain that it means a chatas or oif? Let's talk about any carbon, whether it's an oiler, whether it's an osher, whether it's a chatas, whether it's a shlamim, any carbon. And each time you're going to go and say, yeah, but it's going to become mashtik avodah zarah before the gemar shchita, already besimen echad, even if you learn literally agan tzisimen. But if you're talking about a regular behema, such as your oiler, the chatas, the shlamim, and osher, whatever, it's only going to be finished shchita at the very, very end. So by that time, when you finish at the end, you've already, at the end of your first simen, had a conversion automatically of this carbon into a shtik avodah zarah. So you should not be chayv on shchut echot. But once I say, bigmar zvichu oivda, so even by a regular carbon, by an osher mechata, say shlomim, or whatever, let him say, Rabbi Yisai, you see, I'm going to shech this now l'shem avodah zarah, but I only want it to be bigmar zvicha hu oivda, so then I have no problem. I have no longer kash and ravuna, because all three will chal simultaneously, bahadia dodi ko'asi, at the very end. So I don't have to talk about a chatas, I don't have to talk about a chatas oiv. Any shchita, as soon as I finish the shchita, I'm done. Now I want it to become l'shem avodah zarah, and now it'll be transformed, but by that time, I've already been over on the shchutei chut. So why did the Braisa Dafka use the expression chatas, which we said means chatas o'oiv? Elo oma marzucha mishmei dera papa. Brand new teretz. We're talking, not talking about a behema, we're talking about taka chatas o'oiv. Yeah, but the chatas o'oiv, as soon as you do a little nick into the kana or into the veishit, you don't have to shech the entire simon. Afila bisala said Ula, once you did a maisa, and Imar means a maisa koldu, so you already make it into a shtik avodah zarah. Hacha mayaskinan, kikoin shoy yachatzi kona pogum, v'hoisef olav koshu, v'gomroi. The kula bahadad odi ko'asi, and Imar comes up with a fascinating teret. We're talking about that this bird, that he is shechting, you only have to shecht one simen, and in particular we're going to shecht the kana. The kana, as you know, even if it happens to be split up to 50%, it is still kosher. It only becomes treifa when it's roiv of the kana, but up to chutzi you're okay. Fine, so half of it was already severed. All this person has to do to complete the shechita is just be moisef koshu, so it goes from 50% to 51%, or 50.001%. Then it's considered to be good geshachted. Ah, so if that's all he did, so the Hitaka did just a mashu, and in that mashu time, he was over on Hilchot Shabbos, because he was moitzi dam, he was the tilas neshama, the animal is now a dead, not the animal, the bird is now a dead bird. At the same time, he's also been over on shchut echutz, because he now completed the shchita. I only need a roiv. I don't need the gantzazach, right? We're talking about chatas oiv lo yavda. Even a roiv is sufficient. So as soon as I went over the 50% mark with that kolshuk, oivr an shchut echut. And at that time, I no longer have to come on to the territory gemar zvichu oivda. At that time,
that's the gemar zvicha,
because I only had to do that little shtikala to get it over that 50% hurdle. And now, all three are chal at the same time, and that's the reason why the kulubad del dikosi, and that's what you will have to go and bring. Three separate kabbalas.
The rabbi has to come and pick me up. I said, 1 minute, I walk to 86 all the way. The Jewish center for the rabbi pick me up. Otherwise, I cannot come. No cab. So okay. I cannot talk. Okay. I'm special.
Good morning.
Nobody make effort like me. Yeah.
You want to sit down?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Let's put it all in it. Okay. Yeah, I'm very good with the Gemara. Okay. Nobody wants to talk. Why? I cannot talk no more.
You could talk
my brothers.
After this year, we'll talk about
it. Yeah. I love it. The rabbi special come to pick me up.
What a nice
very nice. Okay. Anyway, we're in the middle of a very difficult sugya.
No, it's not for me.
I know
that. I'm next to you, it's not difficult.
Okay, not difficult.
I know what the story is.
I give up.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're up to Omer HaPapa.
Yeah.
We answered the kasha that we asked from the Braisa on Rav Huna, successfully answered.
Yes.
So now, okay.
Yeah.
And now Rav Papa tells us two separate footnotes, if you will. Omer HaPapa. He loved the Omer Rav Huna Simen Echad. If Rav Huna had not said Simon Echad, the Braisa would not have been Shver. We say Lehavichatis means the Braisa that talks about a Karm Chatis would not have been Shver at all. Why wouldn't it have been Shver? My Maisa, Maisa Rabba. We pointed this out back on the Amud Aleph. It was Rav Huna that said that Shchita of Simon Echad. However, what was the basis of Rav Huna? Ki Amam Yama Ula, that Ula said, even the Hamishtachve Lugosve. Now he doesn't say what the extent of that maisa is. Says Rav Huna, I'll tell you what Ula meant maisa. And for the maisa koldu, says Yomara, who said if it wasn't for Rav Huna, I could have understood Ula. Osa ba maisa maisa rabba agresa maisa. That's when he answers the behema. Oh, if that's the case, I wouldn't have any kash in the first place. The reason why by the Karm Chatas, you're chayv the three chatois, when does this animal kodshim become converted into Takrejus Avodah Zarah? After the Maisa Rabba, after we've finished the entire Shechita. Oh, after the entire Shechita. Then he's already over on Shechutei Chut, and then it becomes the Shtik Avodah Zarah. And that's why you're chayv three. It's no kasha. It's only because Rav Huna insisted that means a Maisa Koldu, then we have a Kasha. Then as soon as it did the Maisa Koldu, it should become converted, automatically transformed into a Shtik Avodah Zarah. And you shouldn't be Oivan Shchutei Chutz. But now that we're saying, that's not what Ula said. Ula said Maisa. If in fact Ula meant, when he said Maisa, Maisa Rabba, then the Kasha wouldn't start in the first place, because only at the end of the Maisa Rabba Osra, by the time you finish your Maisa Rabba, you finish already the Shchita Shchutei Chutz, and that's why you chayiv for all three Chatois. So that's a very simple part. Amra Papa, you love the Amra Vuna Simen Echer. If he wouldn't have commented and explained Ula to mean Maisa, a Maisa Koldo of Simen Echer, and like the Gemara said, even less than that, even a psamashu, but you have a chatas pifti, it wouldn't be shver, because my maisa, maisa rabba. So that's footnote number one. The Omer HaPapa, another footnote to this whole discussion. Ilav the Omer of Huna, behemas chaveiroi. Remember, we started off Omer of Huna. Hoise behemas chaveiroi, rebutzel of neabodisacham. Why did he have two behemas chaveiroi? Let him talk about his own behema. He had his own behema. Once he shechted asim and echad in that behema, guess what? Then it becomes converted into a shtik avoid. So it's osir bana. Why do you have to talk about yenim's behemas chavei, right? So if you mara, if it wouldn't be for that Rav Huna, for that Rav Huna's comment, behemas chavei, right? Lo yihav yechatas tiyufte. Again, the kasha that we asked from that braisa, mitechatas, wouldn't be shver. Why wouldn't it be shver? L'choyra, how's he chayiv on three chatois? He only should be chayiv on Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, but not on Shchutei Chutz, because once he did a simon, guess what? It becomes transformed into Avodah Zarah. There shouldn't be an Issur Shchutei Chutz. So tomorrow, I'll tell you why it's not shver. My time, because didei motzi osar dechavrei loy motzi osar. If Rav Huna had not said behemas chaveira, if you're only talking about his own behema, okay, his own behema becomes osir after the first simon. However, when you're talking about somebody else's behema, maybe it wouldn't become osir at all. What do you mean? Of course, who's the other owner over here? What do you mean? The chavrei. This is his korban chatas he's bringing.
It's a korban chatas. It didn't say his korban chatas.
Okay, well, okay, fine. We're assuming it's his korban chatas. Okay. But nevertheless, says Yomar, it wouldn't be shver. Why wouldn't it be shver? Says Rashi, because the chatas doesn't belong to him. You know, it belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi said it belongs to the Kahanim. If you look at Rashi, about 8-9 lines into the Rashi,
the chavrei loy motzi osar vaychatzis the ganimo. This chatzis belongs to him; belongs to the koyin. So that being the case, he's like stealing it from the koyin, and that's the reason why he's chayv on all three, because we were
three
averus, right? If it wouldn't be for Rav Huna that he says even by behemis chaveiro he asks it, I would have thought that maybe Rav Huna is only referring to his own behemah he can ask for. He can't ask for anybody else's behemah. And since this behemah chatzis doesn't belong to him, the person is shechting it, it belongs to the kahanim, he's stealing it from somebody else. You can't go and make somebody else's animal into Isser Hanoah, make a takrevis avoid his order. It's not yours. Oh, that's why he's chayv in all three. He's chayv, number one, in Hilchos Shabbos. He's chayv in Shchut Echot, shechting it outside. And he's chayv ongoing and shechting l'shem avoid his order.
Exactly.
Like we said at the top, toises, that even though it doesn't become transformed into avoid his order, but you're still over on avoid his order, the Isser of avoid his order.
Why do we say it belongs to the Kohanim? It's head dish. It should be me'ilah. It's a different.
We're going to talk about that in a month. Anyway, in the meantime,
if he was off. He's right.
Good.
He's full.
He's always right. Yeah. Anyway, the bottom line is, is our papa. Good. So, what does our papa say in the masa? He says that the only reason why we had a kasha from Chatas on Rav Huna is because he said behemus chaveri. If he hadn't said behemus chaveri, it wouldn't be a kasha. On your own behemah, once you do simon echad, it becomes converted into an avodah zara. But you're talking yenim's behemah. In this case, the kahanim's, the hegdish, the beis hamigdish's behemah. It's not my behemah, so it does not become osur when I go and shecht it. Just like when I'm mishtachvet to somebody else's behemah, and without Rav Huna, I would say you can't go and ask her ayidei shechita either somebody else's behemah. So therefore, it does not become a shtika avodah zarah, and that's why I'm chayiv on all three chatois. The whole kasha was by going and shechting l'shem avodah zarah. I'm converting this kodshim animal into an avodah zarah animal, so I shouldn't be oivran shkut echut. I can only make that conversion if it's my animal, not if it's your animal. And therefore, says Rav Papa, the kasha wouldn't be shver. It's only because Rav Huna said, behemus chaveiroi, then I have a problem. Because then even behemah of Kehanim, even though the behemah of a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal, if I go and check that, I go and aser it. So how can it be even Shchut Echot? So this is yet a pop. And Achmav Yomer a pop. You have Yomer Avuna and Behemus Chaveri. They have Yechatas. I'm sorry. Behemus Chaveri. They have Yechatas Tiyufte. The Kashav and Chatas wouldn't be shver. My timer. Because the day Motzi Osar with that Simen Echad, he makes it Taka Osar. No, Shtik Avoy Desar. Maskev. However, the Chaveri is somebody else's. Like the Kodshim, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Kohanim, Loi Matzi Asa. Pesuk Tzimara, L'choira, what you're telling your Papa is very straightforward. It's like a very easy answer. If Afuna was talking about his own behem, and here we're talking about somebody else's behem, you can't be Medama Milza Lemilza. So, Pari Pshita. So, Gemara is saying,
we're far away from the
Oif. From Oif, that's right. We don't need to come on to Oif anymore.
It belongs to him, or it don't belong to him.
Exactly. Very
important. Why it cannot be Avodah Zarah if to think that connected to the ground, because they claim the mountain, the blessed, is about the mountain. But if it's attached to the ground, it cannot be Avodah Zarah.
Yeah,
the question is Avodah Zarah. Yes,
you're 100% right. That was the previous Gemara. Now we're not talking about the Mechuber now. Now we're just talking about an animal.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point is, Rav Huna is discussing Behemas Chaveri.
Right.
The price is Taka talking about Chatas.
Right.
And the Gemara said at the conclusion, we're Taka talking about a Chatas Oif, and he only had to do a Mashu. That was the way we answered the Kasha.
Right.
Rav Papa says, had Rav Huna not used the word Chaveri, he would just say, a person who shechted a behemah, the kasha wouldn't have started off in the first place.
Generally,
wouldn't have to mutchazach whether we're talking about an oif, whether we're talking about a behemah, whether we're talking about a chatas, whether we're talking about an oif, whether we're talking about a shlamim. Behemoth Chabera, there you have to have
but a. You don't specify.
But I would say not just Shem and Echad. Why not?
I'm so excited.
There's people, people on Zoom cannot hear when two people speak at once.
You can speak also.
You can give the shiur tomorrow.
Yes.
Bottom line is, since Rav Huna said behemas chaveroi, and the Braisa said we're talking about a korban chatos, which the Gemara deems to be also behemas chaveroi,
right.
Rashi says it's like the kahanim's chatos.
Right.
So then I have a stira. What is my stira? It's not a stira. It's not two braises. I have a kasha and Rav Huna. According to Rav Huna, behemas chaveroi, as soon as you make that first notch in the first simen,
right,
guess what happens? It's going to become Osir Bahano Ashtik Avoidazar. Same thing over here. How are you chayiv on the three separate chatois? As soon as you make that little notch, it becomes a shtik avoidazar. Once it becomes a shtik avoidazar, it should be chayiv on shchutei chut. For that thing, what I have to say, because we're talking about takachatas oiv, and it's talking about that 50% was severed already from before, he only has to do with that shtik al masha. That was all because I had a nice kasha on Rav Huna. But I could go and solve the kasha on Rav Huna by taking out the word behemas chaver and just saying behema. When do I say that you can go and aser and make a behema into a din of an avodah zarah if it's mine? Because since it's mine, odem oiser dover shaloi, but I can't be asering dover she'ena shaloi.
Right.
So therefore, I have no kash anymore. The reason why Rav Huna says that you're chayv, not chayv, that you make it into an avodah zarah already when you make a notch, it's my behema. I can do with my behema whenever I want to. But the chatas doesn't belong to me.
Right.
So I can shecht from hamp is morgan and shecht and shecht and shecht. It never becomes a takroivis avoidah zarah to take away the shame kod shemina. I'm going to be over because I worshipped avoidah zarah, like Toysi says, even though it doesn't become a shtik avoidah zarah, but I worshipped it. So I'm going to be over on shchut echut all the way at the end. I'm going to be over in Hilchah Shabbos at the end of the Shemitah. I'm going to be over on the Issa Avodah Zarah, all at the end. But didn't Rav Huna say that Siman Echad you become Ashtik Avodah Zarah Mir?
Right.
If it's your behema, if it's Yanam's behema,
you
have to do the whole Shnei Simanim. You have to do the whole 9 yards, so to speak. And even then, it doesn't become a Shtik Avodah Zarah to be Poka Shem Kod Shemino, because it's not mine. I'm even the Isra Avodah Zarah because I didn't Isra Avodah Zarah. But it doesn't get the shame Avodah Zarah.
Right.
Only shame Avodah Zarah. Well, that's fine. Ain't Adam Oysah Dabash, ain't Ishalai. So therefore, Zotimar Pshita, Ma'a the same, Emphadimar. Ma'a the same, Mekim in the Koni Le the Kapara, Kididei Damia. After all, why is this a Karbon Chatas? Because it's his Karbon Chatas that he wants to bring for a Kapara on a pre-existing Isra that he ate Chaylev or Dam or whatever. And therefore, says the Gemara, it's Kididei Damya. So I would have thought that don't distinguish between his behema and behema's chatas. I can distinguish between Reuven's behema and Shimon's behema. That I can do. That's behema soy and that's behema's chaveret. But to distinguish between my behema and my chatas behema, it's my. What are you talking about? Kaporu kahanim. The reason why I'm bringing it is because I want a kapara for me. And so maybe I would deem the two to be exactly the same. Kamash malon. That's why Rapapa says that according to Rav Huna, if we would only say behem toy and not behemas chaveira, it wouldn't be shver. But that's a chiddush because I would think behemas the chatas is also behem to didei. Because after all, he paid for it. He's bringing it. He's schlepping it to the base of Mikdash. They're bringing it for him for a kapara, etc. And with this we have concluded now Rav Huna. The Ikka for Rav Huna was like Ula said, that even though when you do a Dibur, or even Hishtachavah, Ein Odom Oysa Dovash Ein Ishalai, but if you do a Maisa, an Odom is Oysa Dovash Ein Ishalai. And now we're going to have three giants, Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchak. In case you have any difficulty remembering all the three names, you have the Noat Simon in the parentheses. The Nun is for Nachman, the Ayin is for Amram, and the Tzadik is for Yitzchak Noat. They all said together, Ein Oyed Odom Oysa Dova She'ene Shaloi, even when he makes a Maisa, even with a Maisa, Ein Odom Oysa Dova She'ene Shaloi. And so therefore they disagree with Ula, and they disagree with Rav Huna. And now the very same Braisa that we asked as a Kasha on Rav Huna, we're going to ask a Kasha on them as well, but from another angle. What's the other angle? It should all be familiar to us. We just learned it at great length. Look, and we said we're talking about mechatas oif. That's why it says chatas, because only chatas oif. How do all three isurim adi chal at the same time? And therefore, all he had to do is a mashahu. And therefore, all three isurim are chal at one time. And what would be the third issa that would be chal? That it would become a shtik avodah zarah. And that's why we had to come on to this, because otherwise we had all the kashas. When it becomes the shtik avodah zarah at the outset, then how is he chayiv on shchutei chutz? So we said, of course, you're talking about an oif, and 50% was already severed. He only had machmachta deshtikala. It's time of the chatzis of oif. Who the kula bahadi hadodi koasian? It's only because of that. A chatzis oif. And it was a kind of pogim lemechza, chatzi. In such a case, we go and say that he's going to be chayiv on all three. Avol, however, zevach loy. If you're talking about a zevach mean, a regular behema, not an oif. We call it zevach, says Rashi, to distinguish between oif where you do malika. Here you're talking a zevach of a behema where you never do malika. You always do shchita. Zokti Yomara, why did we have to say that? Why didn't it say in the Brice here on the Omer Bay, on the Omer Aleph? Ha shoichet zevach b'shabes b'chutz l'vaydis kechom. So what was the problem? The problem was, if you're going to go in shecht, you're never going to be over on shchutei chutz. Why? Because as soon as you start your first slicing, it's going to be converted into avodah zarah. Not according to these three chacham, and these three chacham all say, Ein adam oiser dover she'ene shaloi, even with a maisa. Oh, since he cannot aser it, it never gets converted into a shtik avodah zarah. He's over on the iser of shechling avodah zarah, for sure, but it never gets converted. So why do we have to talk about a Chatas oif mitamashu, talk about a regular behemoth. The ein odom ois a dovish in a shaloi. My iri chatas oif, a filo, even though it says chatas, Rashi not goit as chatas, and that goit shatirim ulta takes out the word chatas, a filo behemanami. We don't have to talk about a chatas oif, any behemoth, even a shlom, even an oila, even a chatas, even an oshim, even bachar, maser, pesach, any animal that you want to talk about. Zokti Mura, I don't understand. Why the Braisa had to dafka talk about a chatas oif? The reason why they gave the chatas oif is because we're talking about a situation that otherwise odem oiser dover she'ena shaloi, and therefore it would become a shtik avodah zarah, and he would not be oiver on shchutei chutz. Is the chayra raya to Rav Huna and to Ula akasha on these three chacham? These three chacham say ein odem oiser dover she'ena shaloi. So why do I have to talk about a chatzis oif? Talk about any korban that you want. He's going to go and shecht it b'shoigig on Shabbos. When is it going to become a shtik avodah zarah? Never! Because ein adam ois adav ishein ishloi. So that's why he's going to be chayiv on all three. He's going to be chayiv on Isra Shabbos. He's going to be chayiv on shchut echut. He's shechting all the way till the end, shchut echut. And he's shechting avodah zarah. So you said, yeah, but it should become avodah zarah already at the beginning. And once it becomes avodah zarah, it's no longer a carbon, no shchut echut. It does not become a shtik avodah zarah. I'm sorry?
It looks so promising. It don't look in the beginning.
According to these three chachom, ein odem oisa dovish ein shalai.
If it becomes a chatas ha'of, when he takes it, he's making a kinyan gazela, and it becomes his. I mean, the way we're...
Why are you introducing that concept?
No, because we say ein odem oisa dovish ein shalai. But if a criminal goes and takes something that doesn't belong to him, mm-hmm. and then damages it, mm-hmm. he acquires yes. it through the damage by destroying it, he's chayiv. So it is his in a way, because he's chayiv. Just like we're saying, the kapara gives him, as it were, an equity interest in this, the gezela gives him, as it were, an ownership interest
in it. Bring a good point. We talked before about somebody that still is right, he still he become responsible, like...
You're asking a question.
Right. You bring up a good point, Rabbi. We're talking about stealing.
I want the answer.
Bring up a good point.
He's already said that eight times. About time. Well, you know he asked a good question.
We need that. Right. I want a good answer.
He's right, Robert.
Thank you.
You're right, he's right.
Yes, and you're right, and he's right, and we're right, and the rabbit's right, the oats are right.
Rabbi, can I talk?
No.
Rabbi, no. You're right.
We would be finished already, had you not started.
Okay, the rabbi have to come to pick me up.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, I call.
Anyway, okay. Bottom line is, says the Gemara, that these three Rabbanan said that Ein Odom Oysa Dovish Ein Ishalai. You're asking a side question now that when he picks it up, it should be Chai Bahagba. Let's put that question aside. We have to finish the Gemara. What they're saying is, you cannot answer something that does not belong to you. That being the case, why do we have to go and talk about this Korban Chatas on the Omer Aleph and say it's Dafka talking about a situation where it was a carbon chatas or oif, where 50% was severed, and he only has to make a mashu, and that's why all three are chal simultaneously. Bahadi adodi, I don't need to come on to that. The whole kasha that we had was that you should not be chayiv on shchutei chut, because as soon as he converts this carbon into a shtik avodah zarah, a krivis avodah zarah, what did Rashi say on the top? The pokash shame kodshim, you know, he should not be chayv and shkut yichut. So the Gemara struggled to find.
You
can go into the tithe. If they need you for a minion, you should go in right now.
Why you don't go? Why have to go?
I'm sorry.
I want to see.
Okay.
Akarasa talk.
Okay. So let's finish off.
I miss you so much. I cannot wait to talk to you.
According to Rav Huna and according to Ula, it's very good that the Brice was talking about Chatas, meaning a Chatas or Oif. So therefore, all three happened Bahadi Adodi, and that's why Yechayiv on three Chatois. But according to Rav Nachman, according to Rav Amram, according to Rav Yitzchak, a person can never convert somebody else's animal into a shtik avodah zarah. I can be over on the isra avodah zarah, but I can't convert it to a shtik avodah zarah. And so therefore, even though I went and took lav dafka chatas, any behema, for that matter, any zebach, we have to talk about a zebach, a carbon, because otherwise you're not going to be chayv and shkut echut. So we're talking about a carbon. If I went and took a carbon, my carbon, your carbon, his carbon, anybody's carbon, what happens now? I went and shechted it b'chut lavodah chum on Shabbos. When am I going to go and be chayv without Ula and without Rav Huna? He's going to be chayv when he's finished with the whole shechita. By the time he finishes with the whole shechita, then he's going to be chayv on all three. So why did the Gemara have to go and zetz ein that it's talking about, or why did the Brice have to talk about chatas? Well, we had to explain, why not Oshem, and why not talking about Shlomim? Because we want to say it's a chatas o'if. Since it's going to be a chatas o'if, we're going to talk about that it's already chayv from the first moment. No, chatzav, the only over after one simon. It's talking about the 50% was already severed, so I'm going to be chayv with that little mashu. And it's not going to be converted into a shtik avodah zarah until he does that mashu. But by that time he did the mashu, he's already over on shchut echut. That's how he answered the Gemara before. Says the Gemara, according to these three chachamim, it never gets converted into a shtik avodah zarah because ein odom oitzer davish ein ishalai. So therefore we can talk about any carbon, and he shechted the whole thing. It took him an hour, and he went from the beginning until the end, shechted the whole thing, and at the end he's going to be chayv on all three. Well, why? But he made it into avodah zarah, and already from the first moment it became avodah zarah, and therefore pokah shame kod shemina. That's not true. That's only according to Ula and according to Rav Huna, but according to these three rabbis, it never is pokashim kodshimina. It always remains the kodshim that it was, and therefore you're only going to be over on the isra of shkut echutz, and you're only going to be over on the isra of avodah zarah only at the very tail end. So why do they have to talk about a chatas, which we said means a chatas oiv? Talk about a sheikhet zebach, any behemalei shechst for a carbon on Shabbos. Everything Gemara. Even the kanyele lechapara kidi day damya. Since the person is bringing the carbon chatas, the teretz of the Gemara before said, as a havamina, I would have thought it becomes like his. Here the Gemara says, not only I thought, it becomes his. It's his after all. If it's his after all, so these three rabbis that said, Ein odom oisa davish ein ishalai, it doesn't apply to this, because this is takashalai. This karma chatas belongs to him. How does it belong to him? Because he bring it for kapara. Since it's a broken bring it for kapara, then Adam can be oyster dovish ein ishalai. Nu oy bazoy, then lechoyer that Isser is chal as soon as he makes that first notch in it, and now it becomes nepach l'avodah zarah. How is he chayv on shchut echut? Oh, because you're talking about a chatas oif, which was 50% severed. He only had to do that pisula. So all the Gemara is answering is a very simple answer to for these three great giants. They said, why do we have to talk about a chatas oif? Let's talk about any carbon. I'll tell you why we're talking about a chatas oif, because only by chatas oif do you have that metzias with one mashu. All three can be chal and becomes now a shtik avoid the zora, but he's still chayv and shchut echut because he already did the shchut echut. Aye, but you said according to these three chachamim, it never becomes avoid the zora because it's not his. Ein adam ois davar sheni shloi. No, is his.
But it's a chavero. It's not his. It's the chatas of his friend.
No, we're talking about his chatas. We never talk.
So why do we talk about? So I'm getting a little confused here. Then we talk about chatas chavero. If it's chatas chavero,
my good friend, yes. Only person meant chavero was Rav Huna. Hoyse behemis chavero. And the Gemara said, so what's the kash of behemis chavero? Onto the case of shoychet chatas. She said, Rapapa, had Rav Huna not used the word chavero, if he said behema, then there wouldn't be a kash at all, because he's only talking about his behema, and that price is talking about Yenim's behema. Who's the Yenim? The Kohen who owns his Karm Chata since he's bringing the base. Or the Boyne Shalom's Karm Chata. So somebody, but not his own. So that was the earlier discussion. But now we're not talking about Chaveroi. We're talking about Rav Nachman of Amar Vitzo talking about his own behema. Ain Oidam Oysa Dovashalai. I can't go and ask her Yenim's behema. I can only ask her my behema. So Ibazoi, why does this price to have to say? You know when I can find the case of Sholish Chatois, that he's Chayim. Only in the case of Chatas Oif. Forget about Chatzis Oif. Let's talk about any behema, carbon shlom lemushal. He's shechting a carbon shlom. What happens now? When will the shechita be finished all the way at the end? But he had it in zinnan for the shem avodah zarah. Deal taka be oiver and iser for doing avodah zarah. But it won't get converted and transformed into avodah zarah because ein adam oiser davar she'ein shalai. So Frank Dimara, so Ibazai, why do I have to don't talk about the case of a Chatzis Oif? Talk about
any
carbon whatsoever. Why will he be chayiv all three? Because it will never get converted into a shtik takroivis avodah zarah, because it's not his. Oh, he'll never become a takroivis avodah zarah. It's not. He'll be oiv in the isra avodah zarah. He'll be oiv in the isra of Shabbos. He'll be oiv in the isra of Bachutz. But it will not get transformed into avodah zarah, takroivis avodah zarah, because it's not his. So why does he want to have to say so much chatas oiv? Talk about any carbon. Says him, I'll tell you why. Since this happens to be his carbon chatas, it's his. Guess what? It's no longer ain adam oiser dover she'ain a shaloi. Now he's being a dover oiser dover shaloi. It's his.
He's a chrayus, as it were, to bring a chatas.
It's not only a chrayus, but actually says he gets a form of ownership to cannulate a kapara. So he feels very dearly, this is mine, I gotta bring it. If I don't bring it, I'm gonna have to bring four chatois. Three for what I'm doing now in the old chatas, which I'm losing. Hey, it's like it's his. Oh, it's like it's his, and nothing to do with, and then the whole kasha falls away. The whole kasha is because it's a davar sheni shaloi. No, it's a davar shaloi. It's his carbon. Rashi says, lav davka chatas. Now it can be any of the carbonis as well. That's why they took out the word chatas on the second line. And fill the behemanami. You don't need to go and talk about davka the chatas. So if any behema, this halacha should apply. It's like his.
So shouldn't he also be chayav
me'ila?
Because if it's a shem chatas and it's kachim, then it should be chayav three chatos and a carbon asham.
Every time a person brings a carbon bachutz, he's oivin shkut echot. Shouldn't he also be oivin on me'ila?
Actually, it's a great question. Maybe.
So maybe taki, yeah.
Maybe. It never occurred to me, but yeah. Shkut echot, if he has eves kutish guf, and you're shechting it outside.
The chayshul should be mayel.
Right.
Okay. Now, what's the din by meila?
Hana shavapruta.
Okay. And what's the din if you did that? You have to go. You have to go and bring your carbon hasham meilas, and you have to go and pay back.
Right.
Good. And you have to add 20%, as we said, the chaymish. However, maybe you don't have to add that over here because since he's going to be chayiv kareis, maybe kum l'ramine. So that already gets us into the question: would you say kum l'ramine by kareis or only by Misa b'day Adam and Tashlum b'day Adam? Because there is a one, I think it's the Tanna Rabbi Shmuel, that says, Afila chayove Misa shoygin, even by krisis, also you have the din of kum l'ramine, therefore you wouldn't have the din of meilah. Anyway, have a wonderful day, Rabbi.